Antonio Machado was a famous Spanish poet of early in the last century. He had a very difficult life in many ways, and he expressed it, I think, in his words, and was really so well appreciated for that. One of his poems really speaks to, I think, the heart of practice in a very wonderful way, and it's called "Last Night as I Was Sleeping." "Last night as I was sleeping, I dreamt a marvelous illusion that there was a spring breaking out of my heart. I said, 'Along what secret aqueduct do you come to me, O water, water of a new life that I've never drunk?' Last night as I was sleeping, I dreamt a blessed illusion that there was a beehive here in my heart. The golden bees were making white combs and sweet honey for my own failures. We're making white combs and sweet honey for my old failures. Last night as I was sleeping, I dreamt a blessed illusion that there was a fiery sun here in my heart. It was fiery because it gave warmth as if from a hearth. And it was a sun because it gave light and brought tears to my eyes. Last night I had a blessed illusion that there was a God here in my heart." A bit later on, Antonio Machado, maybe during a more difficult part of life where he sensed the edge, that poem, "Last Night as I Was Sleeping," was really quite wonderful and beautiful. The bees were making white comb and sweet honey from his old failures and this and that. But here he continues the thought to explore this even further. It goes like this. "God, is my soul asleep? Have the beehives of my dreams stopped working? Has the water wheel of my mind run dry, gone empty? Is there only shadow inside? No. No, my soul's not asleep. It's awake, it's wide awake. It neither sleeps nor dreams, but watches with clear eyes and listens at the shores of the great silence. But watches with clear eyes and listens at the shores of the great silence." I think that last stanza really speaks to our practice, to really know that the soul's not asleep, it's wide awake. It neither sleeps nor dreams, but watches with clear eyes and listens at the shores of the great silence.